At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Bynes.
Our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, we got a story.
Well.
Somebody did a study on which president in the United States had the best hair.
Oh. Oh, what's his name? Dang it, Mutton Chops.
Got good hair?
Mutton Chops.
Was that Van Buren?
Oh, Martin Van Buren.
Do you want me to... Well, I have 15 of them.
Who had the best hair? Like, I don't know, like, what George Washington's hair really looked like. Like, was that a legit, like, powdered wig?
I thought it was, like, I don't know.
Yeah, he might have been bald.
Like, I tell you, I can't hear any explanation of that time period with men's fashion that makes any sense to me. Why they were wearing knickers and tights and powdered their wigs.
Well, I thought, though.
They say, oh, they wanted to look older and wiser. And I'm like, please.
Plus, how would they have George Washington's uniform? How would that circulate to a museum? I saw it on Pawn Stars. Guy wanted $3 million for it, but okay.
$3 million. Yeah, how do you get it? That should be in. Of course, I don't want to argue for the Smithsonian. They pull in, you know, national treasures that or yep. whatever, and then we pay to go in and look at it. It's like, I feel like if you're a taxpayer, the only people that should have to pay to get in are immigrants.
Pretty much. I mean, come on. Like, you know, I pay a state tax. I should be able to go to any state museum I want to.
You really should. You shouldn't have to pay to go to appearances.
How about when you hike? You got paid to park.
Yeah.
I agree with you saying with it.
$6 to, you know.
Spartanburg owes you $10. Somebody does.
Llewellyn hooked me up. Danielle, not Doug.
Let me see. It's got to be – Lincoln's got to be high up there, right?
I mean, is he known for – he always wore the big hat. So, I mean, in my mind, he had hair like Kid or Play. I forget which one had the box.
I think that was Kid.
That was a Kid.
Chris yeah. Reed? Was he Kid?
Know their real name is insane.
You can see Lincoln's hair right here. He did have pretty good hair.
Yeah. I mean, nice, Ronald Reagan nice, had like cool –
nice beard.
Cool hair.
I mean, you would want like a Truman, right? Clean cut, short, close crop.
Yeah, or JFK, where he had like, you know, he had like the traditional businessman's haircut, but it's a little long where he could kind of go out on his yacht.
It was really long when he got shot. Like it was, he had just longer hair.
Yeah, yeah. He had that like.
Oh, is that going to grow out a little bit there?
It's like he had a skater haircut where it was long on one side, but he kind of poppendored it up.
Oh, yeah. It's Pal Peralta. Loved him.
So let me go.
Cheetah Boats.
Have you seen Animal Chan?
I'll go to 15. I won't do all of them because Trump didn't even make the top 15, unfortunately, because I think he's got pretty nice hair.
Well, his hair is the most topical of.
He spends a lot of money on that hair, so it won't blow away. Like, it won't blow to the other side.
But it's real, though. I mean, he remember on Fallon that time. He just let him run his hands through it, and you saw it kind of going crazy. But I'll tell you what. I can remember my grandma's hair looked like a blame football helmet made of hair. And I would dare not touch it.
Yeah, what about the beehives from back in the
70s? That's what it looked like. She looked like she had like a close-knit fern growing on her hair.
Oh.
Like it was...
Was it permed or just
It was
teased.
Permed and teased and...
Oh, I love
teased
it.
It to Jesus.
Hired the hell.
Hair sprayed to hell. Like my close grandma's part Jesus. Of the reason the ozone layer's all effed up.
All right, so Barack Obama is at number 15. Woodrow.
He don't even have hair.
He really didn't. He kind of
got like a one guard on there. That's it. Yeah,
Woodrow.
He shouldn't be on the list.
Wilson, 14. Andrew Jackson, 13. Bill Clinton, number 12.
Andrew Jackson, I like the longer hair. Right. I'm trying to remember, besides him being racist, what his hair was like.
If they're not on money, it's hard for me to think what they look like.
I mean, at 11, really. Thomas Jefferson. He had natural hair. At number 10, Richard Nixon.
No, he just had like regular.
Yeah, he didn't have anything special. Coiffed hair. He had wonky lips.
And
on his face.
Number 9, James Monroe.
Come on. Nobody knows who that. I mean, they know who it is, but what's he look like? I don't know.
8, Herbert Hoover.
That's another. I mean, I know what he looks like, but.
Let's see.
Just regular businessman hair. Looks like he's on Mad Men or something.
Oh, yeah, just regular.
Number 7.
Bad face.
George W. Bush.
God, Hoover kind of looks like Trump.
He's got the jowls of Trump for sure.
So here we go.
These are
the most popular best hair. At number 6, Ulysses S. Grant.
Yeah, W just had like the regular. Let's look at Ulysses. Oh, yeah, he was just kind of regular for the time, I guess.
Yeah.
At number 5, Franklin Pierce. Who's right?
They had to be looking at photos to do this. No one knows.
Number 4, Ronald Reagan. I thought he'd be higher than number 4.
Oh, Franklin Pierce has kind of got like the...
like a pompadour?
Yeah, it's kind of weird the way it kind of lays to one side, like he might kind of be in the man. You know,
I've had baby hair my whole life. I really have. Like that, it's just very fine. Like, man, your hair's fine.
Your hair's fine, baby.
It's fine.
All right, so we said number 4, Ronald Reagan. Number 3, Abraham Lincoln. And I showed you, he had some good hair. And
he had wild party man hair.
Benjamin Harrison, second place.
Benjamin Harrison, yeah.
And the president with the best hair, the winner is John F. Kennedy.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, Benjamin Harrison looks like the old shovel guy from Home Alone. The one that doesn't talk to his son anymore till the end of the movie. Spoiler alert.
Look at him. Looks sad. Nobody loves me.
What year was he president? During the Depression or during the Civil War?
Who are we talking about?
Which one was that? Benjamin Harrison? Mm-hmm. No, that wasn't Civil War. That was after the Depression.
1833 to 1901.
No, he wasn't president. That's his age. Mm-hmm. Okay, he wasn't president 70 years.
No, term limits. If you take overall...
So he maybe was during Civil War.
Overall appearance, I guess JFK is probably the most or the best looking president ever.
Well... It's like saying, and I'm no woman, but it's like saying, name the hottest first lady of all time. I mean, Jackie?
I'll still contest.
Jackie's the one and only as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
She's up there. This is going to be controversial. Dude, I'm telling you.
Don't say Big Mike.
No. early to mid-90s Hillary Clinton wasn't bad. She was good looking.
Jug's not going to come in now. Jug, I don't blame you if you turn around and drive back to Spartanburg.
What about...
I said Hillary Clinton was hot. Jesus.
Benghazi sponsored the car this week.
I think Melania is beautiful.
She's a good-looking woman. I appreciate the fact that she's been nude before on a magazine.
She's very pretty.
So I can have a reference point. She's probably the best-looking wife Trump's ever had.
I know what I was thinking while I was thinking.
What about Nancy?
I was thinking Jefferson Davis. He was the president of the Confederacy. During the Civil War.
That is
but Lincoln obviously was president.
I don't think anybody ever considered Nancy as other than like a sweet woman who just...
Oh, man.
You didn't think of her in that way.
I had like a crush on her, but not in a like lovey sexual way. Just like, God, I love Nancy.
Kind of like when we were with Miss Elizabeth back in the day.
Yes. Like, well, I had a sexual fantasies about her.
Nancy?
Not like you did Sonny or Miss Sherry, maybe.
It was like...
I was more of a sapphire.
It was the say no to drugs thing that turned you on.
It was.
Just say no.
Give me some Luna Vachon all day.
Luna.
Well, rich people are ditching fine wine for fine water.
Fine water.
Yeah.
Bull ass.
I almost said it.
And now I kind of that makes sense because I'm thinking, is there any non-polluted fresh water out there anymore?
There's some fat ass fingers over there tapping away. You hear?
I got it. Even some accompaniment here.
They won't let him be a stenographer. Too loud. The judge would find him in contempt.
Hey, could you quit typing, please, sir? We had an earthquake because you were typing on the.
You made the cake fall. You were typing so hard. Paige, that's crazy.
So in Atlanta, they do this fine water contest, and one of the winners was melted snow that had been filtered through Peruvian volcanic rock.
What?
Was one of the fine waters that you can have.
We get our rocks from Peru now? Do we not have our own rocks?
They can eat a box of rocks.
Do we have American rocks we can use? What's the little green things we get from Mexico?
I don't want to speak for Mark Hendricks or Odyssey, but we only have American rock here. Okay?
That's
I'm going to tell you that.
We play some Duhas and stuff like that every once in a while, but
usually American rock. You know he's going to love that, Mark Hendricks. Yeah, we only have American rock.
Yeah, we don't play any Peruvian rock. How about that?
Yeah.
Some of the best water that you could taste is up in the mountains, and it's spring water.
Why do you grab your chest when you say up in the mountains?
It touches
her
heart.
My hands are right here. My chest is just
out there. It's like a little bookshelf.
It's a misunderstanding.
There.
Oh,
like little cubbies.
Actually, it set my coffee cup back on there earlier. I thought it was a side table.
Yeah, I'm saving money for the reduction surgery.
Oh, you better. That is a crime.
Can I hang my stocking from it, though, this year for Christmas? No,
it's not that narrow.
You better have a big hook.
I don't have narrow breastises.
No, you don't. What is the opposite of narrow?
She got some cannons.
Mm. Unfortunately. They've plagued me.
She's got some big bazookas.
I hope all you women that are flat-chested will send Paige a horrific text.
Yeah,
mean text.
Especially if you're so flat-chested that your nipples stick out, and then you like send her that picture. Oh, look at me, Paige. I don't have anything but nipples.
I just have nipples. I don't have boobies.
That's and they're like mean. Erasers.
But you look better in clothes because I think when I go to try things on, this is going to look so cute.
You like the woman who says, I hate my fat ass. And the other girl's like, oh, my God, shut up. I do squats 1,000 times a day, and I don't have no shame.
I'm going to do 100 squats.
So this
today.
Is like the glass menagerie. Like, you want to trade your boobs for a bigger butt.
No, I don't want anything.
Some girls are like, I do cardio a lot.
Very thin.
I don't think you'd
shorter.
Like
shorter. I want to be 2 inches shorter.
She doesn't like you talking.
I can't say that. I guess you're tall for a woman. But you don't want to be shorter.
You want really to be don't. Shorter?
Why do you want to look like a troll with no T's? That's what it sounds like. You want to look like an old troll with no hooters.
She hates her beauty. It's like a
she
curse.
Don't like it.
It's a curse for you.
I'm surprised she hasn't asked us to knock out one of her teeth right now.
No, that would hurt.
I hope the ghost of Christmas past makes you ugly for one dream so you see what it's like to be an ugly person. We can ask Jug when he comes in next.
We can give you the Hulk Hogan still if you want. You got the perfect hair for the Hulk Hogan.
That's why I don't like having Jug in. I feel less than when he's here.
Yeah,
he's the whole show.
I hate taking pictures with him.
He's entertaining.
I hate taking pictures with him.
With Jug?
Yeah.
Liar.
No, I do. I do.
Because he's so pretty.
He looks like, better.
Yeah, like we're friends, but it looks like I'm just like a fan there with him. But I'm like, this is my boy.
I didn't realize how fat I truly was until I took a picture with Orange Cassidy.
Dude, the worst picture ever is me, you, and Jug and Rob Inario standing on the old wall of the studio. It's like,
big what little, are
we
doing?
Me and you are like the two columns at the Annabella Mansion, and then you got the two jockeys standing
accessories.
There.
Accessories.
Oh, it's ridiculous. All right.
This is awful. Page.
Speak of the devil.
Oh, racist house.
Is it
just
here?
Got a text message that says, well, I don't know if I can read that.
Give him his own fob at this point. Just let him come in wherever.
Well, I mean, can we take our fobs to Lowe's and get copies made?
No, they won't even copy a master key. We can't copy that one.
You can. Jerks.
You just don't want me getting in everybody's office.
They don't like golf. Let us have our master's keys.
But if I go to Home Depot, they'll make one for me.
All right. A anonymous person just texted and said, I'd be here, MF. So we'll find out who it is. We'll answer that door next. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, I'm out on this one.
Well, you know, Jug listens to this in the car.
I don't know what this is.
This is motivation music.
During the race. Jeremy Clements in turn two, listening to Dua Lipa.
Okay, I was going to say Doja Cat.
I couldn't play that.
I know. She needs to seek the Lord.
Jeremy Clements. Who is this? I missed that.
Dua Lipa.
I was trying to. Dua who?
Dua Lipa.
Dua Hua.
You'll know it when it hits.
Is this thing, can I tighten this up?
So it doesn't.
Where's See, the, ah, oh, there
the
it is.
Same problem that I have over there.
Sorry, guys.
Droopy microphone.
My bad.
Well, it's, we need to get some Viagra for that baby. Mic stand.
Yeah, she's good and hard now.
Fat boy made it good and tight for you.
He did. He's got the touch.
I wish he would tighten me up over here.
Whoa.
We can
get those hands over there, big daddy.
Now that's tricky when we have a guest in. I'm usually stuck in the corner because I'm too fat to.
I don't think mine.
You're not
maneuver around.
You're pretty quick though. Like you're limber. You know, like you kind of bouncy.
He's like a cat.
He really is.
You should have seen
he's
the,
like,
when the dude
kind of
earlier
fluffy, but he can move.
Innocently dropped the S-bomb during the conversation.
He hit the.
You should have seen how quick.
Where is the button these days?
Right here.
It's over. See?
You
I
that?
Told you're
oh
quick.
My stealth. That was stealth.
Could you do that if you're not on wheels?
Not as much. I'm not allowed to say this, but sometimes I bump it if I lean back too far into
Why
it.
Why wouldn't they have the button on the board with all the other buttons?
Hey,
supposed
because
to.
Of that.
You know what? I'm no engineer, and I've asked that for 20 years.
I'm not that smart, but...
Like, there should
I
be
know
one
what
up
love
there.
Is.
I do know what love is.
Like, it would be easier to, you know... At least I wouldn't bump it with my elbow.
Yeah. In the other room, it was on the board.
Yeah.
I can't believe how delayed the... It seems like it's very delayed now from the... When you're listening in your car to the... Odyssey app, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It's
it is
like,
really worse than ever.
Thanks, Jug.
Sorry. I didn't mean it bad way. I'm just saying.
I'm going to talk about your brakes.
I listen to the app all the time, and then I get in the truck. Yeah. I get out. I'm like, oh.
I believe
like
I've
two
heard,
minutes.
I've heard as many as 5 minutes behind. Yeah. But
that's where you get the fun stuff on the app.
See, yeah. If I text you, I'm listening to the app most of the time, and you're like, oh, we talked about that 5 minutes ago.
That's
where... You need help. You need some pliers.
My hands are...
Slippery.
They're slippery.
Give me the damn thing.
I don't want you touching my orange juice.
Why?
You know how he is about that stuff.
Oh, yeah, you're a germaphobe.
Well...
Do you want me to, like... You can't get it open, though, for real.
Don't
I got some
TV.
Pliers in my truck. I could get them real quick.
I don't need your tools.
Cut through it, buddy.
Can I always stab it with a pen?
Was it worth it? Was that first sip worth
it?
It
was good. Thank you for bringing that in. You read my mind. I was like, I need some vitamin C.
Yes, you do.
And then
you
brought Orenthal in with you. Thank you.
It's a damn battle to get from Spartanburg to Greenville in the morning.
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
It takes... 40 something minutes when it should take 15.
You always got to lift up, you know, go here or there.
You said 8:15. I should have said about 8 because the later you leave, the worse it is.
Oh, okay. Next time we'll just take 6.
Yeah, just
because it's like,
man, there's no traffic,
no traffic
then.
In the morning.
It is nice when you go that early.
Do you ever roll down the window and flex on them like, look, I do this for a living. I want to get the hell out of the way.
Not when we're going 5 miles an hour.
Three. I was thinking about that the other day. Like, actually, this is more than the other day. It's probably about a month ago. Somebody
about
was asking me, said, let me ask you something, if you don't mind saying. What kind of car does Jug drive? Like his day-to-day. And I was like, well, it's actually a truck. What?
My animal tail.
And I guess they think, like, you know, I mean, I'm sure your truck will go real fast. But, like, I guess the mindset is you would have, like, a Porsche or something that would, you know, just zooming around.
I know. I get that a lot, actually. But I get to get it out of my system every weekend, so I don't need a fast car. And it's
Payne Stewart didn't dress like that every day.
It'd be a cool toy to have, and it'd probably sit in my garage, and I'd look at it and be like, well, I need to drive it. And then
you just need a car to haul a baby.
I've got a baby. I got all kinds of crap.
Rob's got like 23 cars.
He does. Yeah, I mean, Rob's got a collection.
I never thought about that with Juggle. Like, are you even a car guy? Like, you know.
Like Rob Inario. He knows his car. He loves them.
Rob travels.
I'm a race car guy.
Yeah, like I was going to say, the dynamic race cars. Is very, very interesting. Is that, you know, if people know your career and your lineage, that your dad was like still the master motor builder, but yet you, much like me, don't know anything about the mechanics of cars?
Well, I do.
I could speed real well.
I just rather drive them fast.
Yeah,
you know?
But your mindset is the aerodynamics and in the car, not what's under the hood. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I know plenty to get us by. Just when you got to do what you do, you're not able to devote yourself to
how
that side of it.
How many porn stars are gynecologists as well? Probably a few.
Exactly.
Maybe.
You know, they said nobody knew a car like Rusty Wallace. Like, he knew his car.
The older school drivers definitely know more than these new guys. Like, Kyle Larson don't even know probably what a 7/8 wrench is. I mean, seriously. Like, you know, and I'm not jabbing him. He just don't know much about what's in the car.
We'll be in Sports Illustrated tomorrow. Jeremy Clements roasts.
No. He didn't mean it. He said it himself. I mean. Okay.
Do you think – and he drives the hell out of everything. You guys are similar size.
Yeah.
So do you think being smaller – I don't know if it's going to give you more speed.
It works for horse
jockeys. Well, we've talked about it before on the show. You know, the weight is the smaller you are, the better, because you can put more weight in the car, the lower.
That's why Jimmy Spencer didn't do so well.
Yeah.
That is true. Yeah. That could be true.
That's
a lot of weight right there. He did win, though, some.
Yeah.
He did good.
I still don't like when they
didn't
want to
piss him off. I tell you that. He'd come after you with a cigar in his mouth.
I don't like when they dip down. When you got William Byron running your series and Larson.
It's not even just them. It's the equipment they're driving. They're driving a Hendrick Motorsports prepared car. How are we supposed to beat that? Jeremy Clements racing car at Spartanburg going to beat a Hendrick Motorsports car. It's definitely a little unfair. So
they have more money?
Way more money. way more people, money, engineering.
I've told you how I feel. I despise that about your division.
That's ridiculous.
I really, really do.
If they want to drive, like, put them in a non-back cup team, and then we can race square up. I mean, it's not – our cars are, like, 10 years old at the moment. Like, they got brand new stuff. And that's – you know, it's awesome for them. I'm just saying.
You're right.
It's good for you.
It's just not fair, honestly. So it is what it is, though.
Thanks for coming in today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
No, you want to stay another segment?
It's over already?
Let's leave on. Let's come back. And I want to ask you this question, and this is the way we'll tease everyone to hang on and keep listening.
Tease me, baby.
This weekend, you're going to Mexico City
for
the Chilago 150.
What is that?
I have that because I thought it would come up, so I did look that up.
Thank God.
Seriously, and you don't have to answer yet. Matter of fact, I prefer you don't, but then, you know.
Because we got
to
tease.
We got to tease it.
Okay.
All that stuff going on in California right now with all these ICE raids and the riots and National Guard and everything. Like, honest to God, like, does that make you nervous about going to Mexico? Don't answer it yet.
You got to simmer on it.
I got something to give y'all,
don't filter your response, either.
Ooh.
Pesos.
We already gave breakfast. He's got more gifts.
There's more.
Jug dollar race.
It's like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Dude, are you going to do jug pesos?
I should have. That would have been a good idea.
We'll get you for counterfeiting. All right. We'll talk to Jug. We'll talk about, is he nervous about racing in Mexico City this weekend? And also, don't you look it up. I'm going to tell you what Chilago means.
Please,
it's not
do.
A spicy snack. That's what I thought at first.
I don't think I could guess right on that one.
Man, I'm hungry. I didn't get a lunch today.
Mm-mm.
Here's a Chilago.
That's a tough one.
It'll hold you over to dinner time. it is not a spicy snack.
It might be a move. It might be one of those right there.
Oh.
Don't go down there and show out because we ain't bailing your ass out of Mexican jail. More with Jeremy Clements right after this. Good morning.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh boy.
Oh baby.
That's some pump up music to go racing. Is
it? This is, I don't ever listen to music before, but this would be a good one to listen to.
You don't have any like pep up music?
Hell, I'm too busy. I don't have time.
You guys don't
during race day.
You guys don't have locker rooms. I wish you did, man, because you know somebody would be listening to it.
Oh my god!
All guys.
Yeah, we all dress together.
Do you put on your fire suit one leg at a time?
Something I do. I don't see how you. I mean, I guess you. Yeah, I do.
Sure, Junior can do it.
I think about that.
Just jump into it.
Okay. One leg at a time.
So. Chilago, where that's
yeah, please
the,
tell us.
Chilago 150, which you're racing.
What this is.
A Chilagoan is someone from Mexico City. So it's basically called, it's basically just saying the Mexico City 150 is the race. But
I would have never guessed that.
So this is where I love the internet. I love having random thoughts and be able to look it up. Do you know where you're racing at with the track?
I can't say
what
it.
What a fun thing.
I can't
son
say it.
Son of a bitch is going to another country. Yeah. Do you have your real ID, by the way?
Can't say it. That's of course. I've had that thing.
Of course.
For, I mean, I have a passport, by the way, but oh. I do have my. I do have a real ID,
you got a
too.
Black Amex, too, Joe?
Probably.
You're racing at Auto... Now, forgive me. I only took 2 years.
Let's see if you say this right.
Autodromo Hermanos Rodriguez, which is...
Pretty good.
Spanish, literally translating to the Rodriguez Brothers Racetrack.
Okay.
Do you know who they are?
I'm learning so much. Thank God I came on the show.
Tell Kyle and all the boys and any girls racing. All the girls are gone now, right? They're all truckers.
We do have one occasionally, Catherine Legg.
Oh, yeah.
The Brit. She's British.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Haley and she went truck, right?
She's out. Yeah, she's in IndyCar and NXT or something, I think.
NXT? She's going to wrestle now.
Yeah. It's something called like that. I don't know.
So
I can't do the open wheel.
Who are the... I was thinking like maybe they're like the LaFrance family or like the Smith family or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But no. This is where it's weird. The Rodriguez brothers refer to Ricardo Rodriguez and Pedro Rodriguez, two brothers... who in separate races died on that racetrack.
What?
Yeah.
What in the
world? Oh, I
didn't
know it was separate races.
Separate races. One was in 1971. The other one, the Mexican Grand Prix of 1962.
Dang. That track's been there that long, too. Wow.
Like, is that bad?
It might look the same, too.
I don't know what they call it in Spanish, but is that bad juju?
I mean, race at tracks, unfortunately.
But they're not named after the people.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
What if we go...
It's weird. That's weird.
Would you want to go up the road to the Dale Earnhardt Motor Speedway?
I mean, not really.
Autodromo de Dalle. Viva la Earnhardt.
That is wild. I had no idea about any of this.
Insane.
I didn't look up
any
of this.
So, think about... Don't think about that when you're out there racing this weekend.
God. I just thought about the, like, regular logistics. Is the hauler sitting in customs or just, like, sitting in...
It's already down there.
It's already there, actually. Yeah. It left Friday from Spartanburg, and it got there... What is today? Tuesday? Is today Tuesday? Yes.
Yep.
It got there Sunday night.
So it just goes straight through the border, like, hey, I got a race car back here. And like, oh, yeah, come on.
They don't take that mirror on a stick and go
underneath. We had to, like, list everything in that hauler. And I mean, it's a pain. This has been a pain.
Yeah. They're going to go other countries now.
This has been a,
You didn't put nothing up in there or nothing?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, that's my cousin's.
Yeah. I mean,
God, would it be too far to go? Like, what if they want to go to China? Is it too far for you to drive?
To drive.
A little bit.
Like, come on, guys.
Have to ship. I mean, F1, they race all over the world, but.
That is true. You know, these sports want to grow globally.
They can do it. If they want to do it, all it takes is money.
You know.
Box the stuff up.
The end
send
of the previous
on.
Break, I asked you. I said, "Are you?" And I think it's a fair question with all the stuff with ICE and all the immigration, peaceful protest, wink, wink. You know what I do around peaceful nights? I set cars on fire and I loot. That's when I'm like, let's have a peaceful night at home.
So peaceful to me.
What do you want to do? Let's set the neighbor's house on fire and
watch it burn.
Go loot the Sphinx. No.
Come try and see what happens.
So here you, and I'm just being real as rain, like here you are, an American going there to race. Like, do you, you know.
It's a little.
Unnerving.
Yeah, with all the stuff going on. It's not comfortable. I mean.
Right.
I mean, we've been promised, though, we've got, you know, a security. But there's, how many teams are there going? There's probably 39 cup teams and 80 teams going. Like, that's a lot of people.
Everybody's going.
It's Cup and Xfinity. So, how are you going to protect everybody?
Y'all need to tell them to make sure when they come back that there's not any things there that wasn't on the way. You know what I'm saying? You don't want somebody hiding up in the wheel well.
Imagine.
So how are you going to go out? I know you. Some of you teams like to go out and have a little fun.
No, I don't think I'll be doing that.
Walking around Mexico.
Wherever I'm
dropped off. Walking around Mexico.
No, hell no.
Is that Jeremy Clements?
If I want to be missing, I will. But I just don't. I don't think it's safe at the moment.
What is your name in Spanish? Would you be Aramie?
Hell, you need to look.
Aramie?
I don't know.
Jeremy Clemente.
Tell me. You know so much over there.
Oh, I don't.
You know how good it would be for the show if the cartel snatched you for like a couple weeks and just kept you in Mexico?
Oh, my God.
You're like the Mexican Brittany Griner.
Y'all are making me even more nervous.
You'll be fine.
What would Jefe Gordon do in this situation?
Dadgum.
What would Ricardo Patel?
I'm just going to sit in the race car the whole time and just strap myself in there and not get out.
God, I would. Like, I wouldn't want to go anywhere.
Hey,
how would y'all feel about going?
I wouldn't.
You have to.
Well,
I have no choice.
I would stand up for America.
Is
I would
it hard
kneel down at the border? And
would
I'd
you?
Go.
I mean, what? How would you feel?
I know how sometimes you like to come home after the race as quick as you can. How's that going to work in Mexico?
We don't fly until Sunday.
God.
Oh, so you got Saturday night to burn, man. It could be fun.
Don't say burn.
It could be a lot.
It could
of
be fun until. Until it ain't.
Yeah, you'd have to have an escort like the whole time.
I mean, I don't know.
What if they say, hey, gringo, who are you? Would you say,
I am
Roberto Alisson?
Make sure you drink bottled water.
I know. I've heard
that's
that one for sure.
That's all I have to say, because I know somebody who went to Mexico and it was bad.
Yeah, I'm not. Recently. I'm not messing
just hanging
with
out
that.
With Junior. Junior's going to be there the whole time. Imagine Cameron's going to be there somewhere.
I wonder if they are on the prime deal right now for five or six races. So I wonder if they will be. They should be there. I don't know.
Oh,
what
yeah,
do they
do
call Daniel
too.
Suarez down there?
That's like their hero, dude.
Daniel Suarez. Yeah. So Juan Pablo Montoya, is he going to sneak his head into this?
I don't think he
raised what I found
anymore.
Out. And normally, you know me. Like, I'm your friend and everything, but I don't. I know old NASCAR.
Yeah.
I don't. You know
kind of like
I mean?
Me. I know old wrestling. I don't know new wrestling.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So 38 teams, but they're allowing, tell me if I'm wrong, Mexico can place two teams in the mix, so it's 40 cars?
We can't, like, they're...
They can win the race, but it won't count.
Yeah, they won't get paid. I don't understand it.
They should at least get paid.
They won't get paid. They don't get, like, it's so weird.
They don't get points. It's just two extra cars out there to keep y'all.
Basically, yeah. What if they crash you?
That's what
it's messed up.
What if they're like, hey, it's a gringo Clemente.
It's a cinco uno. Yeah, put him in the wall, mano.
Y'all are having way more fun than this than I am at the moment. Because you're
well,
not having
to go.
Yeah, that's what it is.
We're
a little nervous. I don't know if you have to get shots before you go to Mexico. It's not like
that. Oh, well, I haven't. So what? You tell me. Paige, you know about that?
I'm just going to put a Ring doorbell in this hotel room.
I think if you already have the shots that you
El Ringo.
Measles.
I mean, When did I get that? When I was a baby?
Yeah.
Well, so that's wore off, hasn't it?
God, you might want to
gone by now.
You might want to take your own.
You're going to have shingles then.
Oh, yeah, boy.
What would Mateo Kinsey do?
A lot of unanswered questions, apparently. The only thing I've been preparing is on the simulator to just try to know the track. So the rest of it, I don't know. I was had to wing it.
Oh, well, yeah. You haven't been. It's a road course, right?
Yeah. 2.5 mile road course, roughly.
2.5?
What would you do?
The front stretch is super fast. It's fast as Xfinity Mobile. And then,
look at that.
Look at that.
It doesn't go off like Coda, right? We're just going up the hill. And
no. What were we going to say,
what
Matt?
What would you do if, thank you, Chuck.
Mr. Matman.
What would you do if it's...
Mr. Man.
It's...
Mr. Man.
Stop it. It's...
I'm not doing anything.
But you're confusing me. The question is, would you be down to play a game?
I'd love to play a game. I heard you teasing this early this morning about that. Do I have time to give you your gifts, or should we wait again, or what do I got to do with that?
You got to wait.
You got to wait.
Good Lord.
I need to ask one thing.
You and your stupid breaks.
Mark, that was him.
You got sponsors.
You got to work in the
That's spot. Like you walking up to the podium after winning a race and covering up your sponsorships and everything. You're like, I'm nude, guys. I'm hot in this fire suit. It's 99 degrees.
And then you take it off and you got a tattoo of whatever the sponsor is on your chest.
Right.
Not permanent.
They own
right.
You.
Jug is down. Paige, do you want to play a game?
It depends on what kind
is
of game
it a new
is.
One?
I think y'all a new game.
Made a new one you talked about.
I don't know if we'll
if
ever be
like
able to play it again.
Game, no.
What does that mean? Why?
It means you probably won't race in Mexico again.
Yeah. Oh. Don't know if they're going to add it regularly to the schedule.
Right. I don't know.
So it's at least once. That'll be so much fun.
You're rather, down to play?
Oh, of course.
This is why it should be super, super beneficial to you.
Oh.
Oh, Lord.
It's gonna help?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It will help you.
Because very rarely do I win the Ring of Fire. I think I've won maybe one round, I think.
When we come back, we are going to test your Spanish.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.